Mark made me the most interesting drink I've ever had.
It's called arsenic.
Oh, that's what.
Poison.
It was good.
Yeah,
the arsenic was good. What's it actually called?
The actual drink itself was called The Last Word.
Ah, yes.
Which is what would happen when you drink arsenic. Anyway,
I'm almost certain that the gun in Destiny. But go on.
Yeah, that probably was. I'm pretty sure it is. But it is a interesting little recipe I had when I was in DC the other weekend. Let's see, it involves gin, chartreuse. You can make it with maraschino liqueur, but you could also maybe make it with some other things, and lime. So I got hooked onto it. I'm not a big fan of mixed drinks. Mm-hmm. I am really not a big fan of drinking hard liquor that much, just because I could taste the alcohol every single time. But this actually did a really good job because I like the bitterness of it.
Yeah.
So this is a fun little drink. Never heard of chartreuse before, or may have heard a whisper of it.
I thought that was a color.
What?
I thought it was a color.
Yeah,
it is.
What, chartreuse? Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It's green.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of like the whole point. It's like a naturally green liquor that, or liqueur, that it was made. I don't know. I think it was like 1600s, roughly.
Jeez.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and was in Paris. And all I remember, like, from the basics of it, was that it was like made by monks. It was supposed to be like a miracle cure elixir of long life bullshit, you know, like, oh, we made the elixir of life, it gets us drunk.
Mark, thank you so much for making this.
Yeah, right. I keep you alive.
I already feel younger.
Yeah. I just don't feel anything at all.
I'm literally watching your wrinkles disappear.
Yes.
I have wrinkles?
No, you
don't. Oh.
You can tell me
that's
that.
That's the point. The point is you don't have wrinkles.
I'm not that far into 30. You don't say that.
But the interesting thing about it, let's see, it's like, I think it's like a total of like over 120 something herbs.
Oh, wow.
Plants and other flowers and other secret ingredients that apparently they're secret. Like, actually, it's a very reserved, like, recipe.
Huh.
Like, it's like one of those recipes that they don't let anyone know.
So they have a couple more than 11 herbs and spices.
I was about to say, take that, KFC.
Yeah. So, and there's actually a long history with it. Actually, like, going in France, like, there are people, like, tried to get rid of it at one point, it came back, then other people tried to steal it and say, hey, I would need to know what's in this, and they're like, no, we're not telling you, blah, blah, blah.
What's up with liquors that are green and getting banned?
Some things happen from it. But, yeah, so at the very end of it, apparently, they said there's, like, at least, as I have to read from this, actually, that they said, today, liqueurs are produced using the herbal mixture prepared by two monks at the Grande Chartreuse. They are the only ones that know the secret recipe.
Oh, my God.
There's, like, only a couple people that actually know how to make it.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Damn.
So, yeah, that's actually a legit thing. And it also explains the price tag of it. So.
when you handed me the bottle to, like, smell it, which, one, the smell was amazing. I said earlier, it's like opening, like, your spice cabinet.
Do not waste it.
Smells lovely. Yeah, but, I grabbed it, and not, like, casually or whatever, but he was just like, be very careful with the bottle.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Mark.
Yeah,
I understand why.
It was over $60 for the bottle.
Oh, so. My gosh.
I mean, the thing is, you don't drink it like crazy, so you add it like a little bit by time.
Yeah.
It's a potent liquor. So.
Can I get a chartreuse and Coke?
I mean, you could. There apparently it is I was looking up different recipes. There was actually one that was a hot chocolate and chartreuse.
Ugh.
Which, there's actually another one that used, like, mixing it with tea, like herbal tea.
I can see tea.
Tea makes sense. Yeah. It's already herbal, so yeah.
And kind of similarity, the like, different elements you can make, like maraschino. Yeah, it's, like, usually a little bit cherry-ish.
Yeah,
stuff like that. You can use amaretto instead.
Okay.
With a little bit less.
I do like amaretto, yeah.
But, yeah, it's kind of like one of those drinks that you just kind of have, and you're like, oh, this is nice, refreshing.
Right.
Because you have to, I prefer cold, so.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, the ice in this, it makes it good. No, mm-hmm. It's a good drink.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I showed John the entire. So what's probably in there? And I probably try to grow all the ingredients.
Yeah, I can do it.
Yeah. Can we make our own, John?
Easily.
So on the opposite end of the spectrum of this ancient, wonderful liqueur,
uh-huh.
A friend of the pod brought over some canned bubble tea.
Ooh.
So I'm going to be opening up mine live.
Give us a live taste test.
Get that aim.
Yeah, I said shake well. I don't know. I'm afraid this
is... Do you want to shake that?
Yeah, make sure you open it right over the soundboard.
Right.
Right over the soundboard.
Serve chilled, shake well before drinking, so...
Okay.
Something tells me...
I'm so afraid of that thing exploding.
I know, me too.
I know it says shake well, and I know it's not carbonated. However, I'm so afraid of that thing just...
Away from the soundboard.
Away from the soundboard. Away from the soundboard, Timmy.
Literally towards Kelly.
It's right at Kelly. That's fine. I don't care about him.
I mean, if this has shake well, I'm not too worried about it blowing up.
I don't... Yeah, not around electronics.
That'd be fucked up.
All right. It's supposed to have tapioca pearls, aka boba, in it.
Chug it.
Waiting in
chug.
Suspense.
So I just had some of the tea. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
I mean, it's what, matcha?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, matcha's good.
I will give an update when I actually get one of the pearls and I choke on it. And someone has to perform the Heimlich on me.
In the middle of a combat, I got a pearl!
Middle of a combat? Who are we fighting?
What is Adelar doing? Oh, he's choking.
Fighting Adelar's dad. Dadelar.
I'm so surprised we did not make that joke last episode.
We forgot.
So my backup character just rolled up into town. He's like his Dadelar.
His Dadelar.
He's not a cleric. He's a carpenter. That's it.
Right, I'm just playing a level one carpenter.
Wait a minute. Tell me, you're playing a holy man whose father was a carpenter?
Oh my gosh.
I'm surprised nobody caught on to that. I was trying not to make the reference last episode.
I thought he did that for a reason. That's why I thought he did that.
I can't believe no one else made that connection.
I did make the connection. I thought that was the point.
Oh boy.
Yes, you last episode you
Adelar's Jesus.
the Messiah, the savior of Breachill.
Ah, yes, Jesus, known for his taxes and accepting taxes instead of chasing them out using whips.
Give to Caesar what is Caesar.
Give to Caesar what is Caesar.
And give to Abadar what is Abadar.
And give to Adelar what he wants.
Except I think he'd be frowning about banks being a church, basically. Like Abadar.
Yes, that is where Abadar and Jesus Christ differ.
This is Galarian's Jesus. Rules are different. There's magic.
Anyway, last episode, you walked around town with Aleph, who is Adelar's father.
You really stunted our style.
You had an adoring fan.
It's very sweet, actually. honestly, I didn't know how his father would, like, take all this. So I think Adelar, like, you know, he was really bashful and shy, and I think he's very taken aback.
Yeah.
Very, very taken aback.
Yeah. But, yeah, you guys had the day to yourselves of just going around and selling stuff and buying things, and you guys have a lot of plans. And you will have some downtime, so don't consider this like the one day you have to just like do what you need to do. You guys know that you have the key to the next gate, to the Dream Gate, as it is called. But we ended the episode with Kezra sitting down with a book, uncharacteristically, and Benson sitting down with him, and as you shooed the crowd away, because you were just like, we just want some fucking peace and quiet, there was one woman who stood there. She said, "My brother Benson." Benson, what does your sister look like?
She is just as tall as Benson, standing at a 6'3".
Oh my gosh!
Raven black hair, just like Benson's. Very bright green eyes. Built like a Mack truck. Like muscles on top of muscles, just like Benson.
Feed those Bensons well.
So that happens when you have money.
Yeah. She has an eye patch, and she only has one eye. Like the other one has an eye patch covering it.
Mm-hmm.
And on her, like dangling from her neck, is not a symbol of Iomide. It is a symbol of Kate Kelly.
Whoa.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So she walks over, kicks a chair out and sits in it and puts her feet up on the table.
Yeah. What the hell are you doing here, Lionel?
Well, you sent me these things. Shows off the rings that you sent her way back in book one.
Yeah.
And then I heard about these heroes. Figure, I can't be Benson. Turns out it was.
Well, this
so whose back did you have to rub and ass to touch in order to make yourself a hero here?
I had to kill a lot of things and save people.
Amazing.
You know what I do all the time?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You never stop doing your job, huh?
No, that's the whole point. Did Mom send you here?
No, no. In fact, Mom has not talked to me at all. I was going to ask you that. I figured Mom sent you here to do this, but clearly you're just doing this on your own.
No, I came here on my own accord.
Just couldn't get away from it, huh?
No, no. But I was never to get away from the cloak. It was just to get away from everything else.
Right. Well, obviously, now you still have the cloak on you.
Probably going to have it on me till I die.
Hey, who's the bum over there?
That is my traveling companion and fellow hero of Breach Hill, Kezra de Rajan. This is my sister, Lionel.
You're one of the largest women I've ever seen.
Cool. Anyway, Benson.
Also, another fact, she has two cavalry sabers on her hip and one on her back.
That seems familiar.
So, this is your sister or whatever?
Yep.
What's she doing here?
My business is my own. Anyway, Benson.
Whatever.
Come to check up on your sweet twin brother?
Not really. I would kind of assume there was somebody else named Benson that was doing something. Unlikely. But, I don't know. I just thought it was funny.
Kendra gives like a weird, curious eye. Like, she's a bitch.
Yeah. So I expect you're going to want a room in my castle.
Oh, that was true, too?
Yep. Got a goddamn castle. Eat your heart out.
Oh, a second castle? You need a second one?
Yep. This one's mine, not the family's.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Well, technically, I own 1/4.
You own 1/4 of a castle?
Yep.
We split that weird.
What? Who do you... Do you have a family?
Well... It's more of an adventuring party that found a deed, and we're like, yeah, we can split it.
You found more than just one bum to follow you around?
Yes, yes. Maybe they'll be here eventually. I think Adelar, the priest of the group, is eating dinner with his father.
Ah, family reunions all around, I guess?
Would seem that way. Have you met the carpenter who apparently has been asking around for Adelar for the past week?
Yeah, he came here because he heard the same thing I did, but he came for someone else, so you guys are making a name for yourself. Yeah, people would not shut up about you. I asked about you once, and then they kept asking me about who you were and where you're from, so I just stopped talking about it.
Thank you. Don't want people to know that.
Maybe I should have told them.
You are still such a huge bitch.
No, listen. A hero from Breach Hill who is also a revered paladin and owner of the Black Cloak. Imagine all the money you could have made. Imagine all of the parties you could have had in your castle. You've had parties in your castle, right?
No.
We will be.
At this point, Kesra's like, okay, she's kind of cool.
Wait, party?
There will be parties. We just returned.
I might like your bum of a friend. What was his name?
Kezra de Rajan.
Call me Kezra.
Why do you have so many syllables in your name?
None of your business. If you had any culture at all, you'd know.
Okay, Kezra, you like drinking?
Yeah.
Oh no.
But can you drink is my question.
Oh no.
And everyone in this town knows how I can drink.
Well, they might think you can drink. Bartender!
Oh no.
What can I do y'all for?
That's where Adelar's like, I feel disturbance.
Something terrible is going to happen.
He's just like cutting a steak and he just stops.
Benson never wants to get drunk with me.
Well, that's because he's a big stick in the mud.
That's what I've been saying all this time.
I feel like he's just hated fun since he knew the word existed.
He's always very serious.
I'm going to have to walk your two drunk asses back up to your room, just like always.
So y'all chatting or drinking?
Oh, we're drinking, buddy. Just hold on. All right. What do you like to drink? You're a big orc.
Anything you put in front of me.
Anything? Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
So, orders the bartender to bring over some very, very strong alcohol. Make me a few 42 saves.
Kezra slams his book shut, slides it into the bag of holding, and it disappears.
Throws it into a rain barrel.
she like looks where the book goes. What the?
Don't worry about that.
Make me a few 42 saves.
Like two?
No, three. A few is three.
Okay.
A couple is two.
26.
Mm-hmm.
32.
Oh.
He's crushing.
Whew. 34.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, you critically succeeded on all of those, even while it was increasing.
Damn.
Stronger
as I went.
I'm even better when I'm drunk. That's true. Like, in this case, it's actually true.
His liver is just swelling.
They were trying so hard.
The liver's like, I need to go further beyond.
Cast reinforcement on my liver.
She did not do nearly as well, and then she, like, grabs your mug, and then she's just like, where'd you put it? She's, like, looking on the ground. goes over the potted plant that was next to you, like, where'd you put it? There's no way you outdrank me.
I'll have another.
Me too.
All right, calm down.
So, Benson, throughout the night, you see your sister, Lionella, and Kezra trying to outdrink each other.
Yep, this is par for the course with her.
Going shot for shot for shot.
Yeah, she rolled a 22, a 20, and then a 12.
Ooh, wow.
So, she's not used to whatever alcohol was pulled over. So,
was it straight Everclear?
So somehow you got some ale imported from the land of the Linarm Kings, and it's just super strong.
Can I just get a pint glass of absinthe?
Oh my gosh.
After
moonshine.
After several more, and Kezra's starting to feel it, he's like, I want to throw some knives.
Oh, jeez.
You look like a woman who throws some knives.
I've thrown a few, and you see, like across her chest, she has one of the
bandolier.
Yeah, the bandolier with like a bunch of daggers in it.
Benson, throw knives with us.
Okay.
Make me just like ranged attack rolls.
Oh, damn, I wish I was there. I'm having a time of my life outside.
I was going to say, you're dreaming, looking at the stars.
I'm just wandering into town. So I'm not drunk. I'm just staring at the sky. I'm high on Desna.
Hey, kids, don't drink. Get high on Desna.
Get high on Desna.
And depending on what you smoke, it might work.
It's called angel dust.
That probably wasn't a good one.
20?
You do a little bit better than her.
I got a 28.
28.
Oh. Damn.
All right, Benson's cheating. He hasn't had a single drink. Get this guy a drink. And, like, the bartender comes and, like, brings you a drink.
Just to shut her up, I just neck a fucking mug.
You don't have to drink it all at once, eh, fella?
So, a few hours into the night, she's holding herself well, even though you can tell she's clearly drunk. And she like leans on you at one point. She's like, "So you've got a fucking castle?"
Yep. Yes, I do. It's about a mile out of town.
Take me a mile.
We've got horses.
I can walk a mile. Oh, you got a horse. Okay. Let's go to your fucking castle.
You know, your showing up might be advantageous. I need somebody to train with instead of Oakwood. Like, Oakwood's still good, but...
Training. It's all he ever talks about.
See, when Benson and I would train, when we were kids, I kicked his ass every time. That's why he's a tough son of a gun. She knocks your face a bit, like...
She's not wrong. Kezra. Jake, can I have Kezra make a perception roll?
Yeah, good.
Mm. Ooh, and negative sign. Bad. I'm gonna take minus two.
Yeah.
So, 15.
Seems fine.
It's like, wait, the castle doesn't have any ale. And he looks at the bartender, he's like, how much for a keg? A whole barrel. Whatever your biggest barrel is.
Give me a gold for the whole keg.
Perfect.
Short changing yourself, there, sir.
Benson also buys a bottle of whiskey.
Ooh. You are cleaning... wait, you guys are a Cadence keg?
Yeah.
You guys are cleaning house tonight. and everyone is like rooting you on and stuff like that. You guys eventually go back to Citadel Old Tareen. And what would you guys like to do there? She gets there and immediately just, like, passes out in the foyer.
Just Benson's going to pick her up and take her to his...
Hugging the statue's legs of
his portion of the castle and put her into bed.
Kendra goes, he's like, I gotta take a piss. And you see him go up onto the top, up onto the second level walls.
Just pisses off.
Pissing off my castle walls.
Since when can you say that? I pissed off my castle walls.
Pissing off a castle wall. Hoping that I will not fall.
Oh, there's like a whole 60 seconds goes by. You hear Kezra peeing the whole time.
He just sways.
Just humming a tune.
I think he's like swaying and then goes, whoa, okay.
Well there, Wall, stand still.
What's funny is with how hardy and how much health we have now, he could generally just be like, Kezra just stumbles in the front door. I fell off the wall.
How much damage you take? Oh, 12 points.
I don't know, I kind of scraped my ankle.
I think my back fucking sucks.
I have plenty of HP, but now I smell like piss.
Right in the bottom.
Yeah, it fell in your own pee.
Aim for the bushes I peed in.
Oh my god. Alright, so the night continues on. She is completely asleep. So, Benson, you only have one drink. Kezra, you are doing whatever you're doing. Let's go back to Adalar.
Oh, snap.
And your dear old dad.
Oh, little Addy.
Your dad, if I remember correctly, you said he was played by Mark Hamill.
Yes.
Okay. All
right. Damn, how did we get that?
How did we get Mark Hamill?
I had to pull a lot of strings.
you mostly just have to tweet at Mark Hamill, and
hey, can you voice this guy?
Right. Yeah.
I send him a handwritten letter every day, going, "Please, oh please, oh please, oh please."
But here's the trick: he's actually voicing the Joker as he's talking to you right now.
Yeah.
I think your dad's evil.
He's got a giant mustache, yeah. Big twirly, monocle.
So you guys are sitting over a nice boar steak dinner, boar flank dinner. And he's just like, I don't suppose you heard from your mother yet.
No, I am. Last time I tried to contact her, my message was interrupted by an evil dragon guard. That was quite scary.
You deal with dragons?
Well, I've gotten myself, it feels like I'm a little in over my head. I don't know if you'd heard the tales about town, but the reason they call us heroes is, we kind of intercepted a cult up to Hark that was making their way through a portal. And, we've traced its source and it took us far away where we fought the cult tooth and nail. There was a couple times I didn't know if I was going to make it back, but Abadar preserved me, and that is why I'm here today. But we have gotten the ire of this dragon guard, Dahak. I know you probably have not heard too much about him. Gregorian specializes in Asmodeus, so...
He actually got a natural 20 on his knowledge check, so... he was like, oh! Wait, the big fire dragon thing, right?
Yes, the Sorrow Maker.
We talk about him all the time in carpentry school.
As you know, wood goes up pretty well in flames. So, done a lot to you know.
You call it forged to huck.
Yeah, to huck resistant wood. It's not my specialty, but I know a guy.
We got to huck once you stay in this Airbnb. Get some asbestos.
But yes, I haven't tried to reach out to her. I don't. How do you feel about me reaching out? I know it is not a light subject.
Well, truth be told, Addie, I worry about your mother every day. She's out there traveling the world and doing things, and you know, I hope she's okay. If you can reach out to her, do so. I'm not gonna ask you to tell her that I'm asking, or tell her that you've even seen me. And I don't know how she would feel about it, to be honest. But I ask her. Go ahead. Just don't bring me up.
All right. I won't.
Nothing like pulling your kids into your marriage issues.
Fair. If only I had a twin brother, we could switch places, and then... but yes, swear to me on Abadar you won't tell anyone what I'm about to tell you.
He sort of looks around the room as you guys are eating dinner. Are there spies amongst this place?
You never know.
Well, I'm not going to tell anyone.
Alright, he shakes his hand and he says, by Abadar's gaze, the deal is made. Now you know what consequence you suffer from breaking a vow.
Yes.
Strong-arming your dad?
This is, I would have him sign an NDA, but I don't know if it holds as much gravitas.
You see, we discovered a legendary artifact beneath the castle. It is a secret, a number of portals that lead all across Galarian, I think. One we went through led us to the Morgue Expanse, and that is where we chased this cult of Dahak. Where we might be in a possession of another such key. And while we were down there, I saw there were statues that represented elven gods and goddesses. And one was of Alceta herself.
Oh.
Broken.
Oh.
Now, that was the one that was broken, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I remember because I thought it was sort of poetic and sad that the one god that you have a bit of a connection to with your mom was the one broken. So.
Yeah. I don't know if it can be repaired. And I'm grasping at straws, grasping at the strings of fate, rather. But there's a part of me that wonders if she's on the other side. I miss her too. But I don't know if she wants anything to do with us, but I can't help but shake the feeling that Dahak is somehow involved in all this.
Well, there's no way your mother would be ignoring you. Okay, clearly this evil dragon god thing, is he a demon?
No, just a dragon, I'm pretty sure.
Well, dragons are powerful, but they couldn't possibly be more powerful than a mother's love. But perhaps she's... Is she dimension hopping? She did talk about traveling with magics like that.
I know that she studied the ways of Alceta quite thoroughly. One who steeps themselves into her teaching have a tendency of finding themselves on other planes of existence. So it is possible, I suppose.
Try again as soon as you can. You have to be able to break through. Perhaps now that you're not around the cult, as you said, a cult. Wait, tell me about the cult.
Well, you see, they have some sort of fascination with the destruction of Galarian, kind of nihilistic, and obsessed with power.
Hmm. I guess you've done great things with all across the continent then.
Well.
Well, since you're far away from them, try again tonight. Try again. So you have to be able to reach out to her.
All right. I will try again. Actually, my power has grown considerably since leaving Hagorian. Abadar has shown me a good many things. Magic's beyond even my wonder and imagination. So perhaps I will try something. Anyways, enough about that. There was something else I wanted to talk to you about.
Sure, sure. Anything, son. Anything.
You said you're looking here for, I guess, a fresh start, maybe some new opportunities, and it just so happens that there is a merchant in town that was caught doing some unsavory business practices, and, well, he is to be tried, and his estate is actually to be sold off. It's a good piece of land in the heart of the town here with good foot traffic. I was wondering if you wanted to go into business with me.
Business with my son? I couldn't ask for a better opportunity. Now, I know that there's a lot of legal matters, which I'm sure you'll work out just fine. You're a bright boy. But when all that went down, I was here for it, in fact. Abadarian Inquisitors are quite scary.
Oh, yes. They're a little distasteful in their methodology, but they operate within the law, I suppose.
Yes. They're just... If you handle that... I don't want to do that. If you handle that, I will do whatever I can to make that business the boom and grow and thrive.
All right, well, consider me an investor in a future endeavor.
We could call it A&A Woodworks.
Hmm. Has a nice ring to it.
I like it. Also, come up first in the phone book.
He's not wrong, actually. That's a good idea.
Is it people use phone books anymore?
Yeah. Hey, they might use it in Galarian.
We don't know.
We don't even know.
A mystical thing that you like have to say a spell and it takes you right to them.
He begins like talking about like, oh, we could do this with that. You know, you guys are like theorycrafting all your business stuff and everything.
Wait, let me write this down.
What's the logo going to be?
It's like the logo is like it's like an A-frame kind of situation.
Yep.
Like a wood kind of going to like it looks like a bench or something.
So it looks like two sawbucks holding up a piece of wood.
Yep. Or maybe it looks like a bridge.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't think he makes bridges.
I mean, wooden bridges.
Yeah, bridges are made out of wood.
I guess so. When you think of carpentry, the first thing I think of is like furniture makers and stuff.
There you go.
Right. He's only ever made small time stuff. But new business.
Make this bridge.
There you go.
Maybe Breach Hill needs a bridge somewhere.
First commission. We need a clock tower.
Then somehow Kesra's face ends up on it. That's the logo.
Somehow he figures it out.
If it's our city on the council for Breach Hill,
right?
The clock tower doesn't work.
Well,
like,
who let this happen?
That's a terrible idea.
Here's the thing. Mr. Passandi was on the council.
Oh my gosh, yeah. There is an opening.
There is an opening.
It has to be Pippin's arm.
The clock.
They have to share a seat.
Share a seat.
No,
it's just two kobolds in a jacket. Sitting on the council. They're like, all of our taxes go to Kesra.
They're like fighting over one seat. It's like, you didn't have to share a literal seat. Now one seat.
Oh, God.
Every meeting is just them battling over the chair.
Right. They keep fighting who gets to be the head of that chair.
It's like, we're ready to start the meeting. You just hear like a ruckus over in the corner. You're like, pay attention!
Keep fighting over the chair, pulling each other out of it, sitting in it. I'll pee on it. That'll be mine.
Well, one of them is a spellcaster, right?
They're both sorcerers.
Oh, are they? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So like a yeah, like the, mini fu- like a produced flame comes out of nowhere.
You were supposed to fight them. They're both sorcerers. They both have like invisibility and shit. It would have been hilarious. Oh. Fight, yeah. They're both sorcerers. It was just that I thought it was too perfect to have a draconic sorcerer in the party. You and your dad finish up your dinner for the night, and you go back. You see a very strong woman in the foyer, just on the ground.
No, I picked her up and brought her.
She somehow found her way back to the foyer.
I suppose we have company.
Benson, like, walks in, looks at her, and goes, "God damn it." She's fun.
I will say, if you're like being in certain party situations of trying to put someone to bed, and all of a sudden they get back up for some stupid reason, and you're like, "Dude, go to bed! Like, stop!" It's happened a couple times.
So I just see like Benson approaching, just to drag.
Is this one with you?
You can meet her in the morning. This is my sister.
Oh, the one we've heard so much about.
Yep. Just dragging her.
Yeah, this is her, all right.
You know who she reminds me of now? I'm thinking about Full Metal Alchemist, the Armstrong, like the brother, and then the sister, and the sister is like the one that beats the shit out of everybody. Yeah.
I actually misspoke. She does not have an eye patch. She just has her eyes are green, but the left one's off color.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let her come here.
Huh.
You guys go back there. There's no furniture, by the way. It was completely cleaned out of trash and stuff like that.
We only had a carpenter.
If only you had a carpenter to furnish an entire castle.
We have your first customer.
Sorry, I need to retcon that. The goblins have furniture. It's just
crap.
Well,
no, it's just small.
It's just firewood now.
But they don't normally care.
Just a bunch of blankets on the floor.
Yeah, they don't normally care.
Yeah.
I think Warble or Helba. Is it Helba, the one that's the dream house?
No, Warble Bumblebrusher is the one from the dream house.
Yeah, Warble would be like the only one that'd be like, yeah, I want to sleep in the bed, probably. Yeah.
She sleeps in town. Remember,
she sleeps in town, but like that would be one thing. It's like, you have no bed.
Yeah. Oh, no bed. As you guys are all settling down for the night, you hear from downstairs, "Wah, wah.
Dance like where the goblins are?
Yes, where the goblins are, yeah.
I think they're trying to conduct a ritual spell.
They're trying to summon Asmodeus.
Goddamn, Doc got to them too, on Chief's sword.
Father, feel free to make yourself at home. I feel like there's something I need to check on.
I'm going with him.
Fezzer, you came back.
Yeah, he stumbles down the stairs from the wall. He was up there just like hanging out with his feet over the edge looking at the courtyard.
Kezra,
fall down the basement stairs and see if they're okay.
Is Elfwood back in?
I will not fall.
He's working his way back. He's just kind of drifting around, kind of like staring up at the sky, like staring at the star knife and just kind of amusing to himself, like, of all of it. So, yeah, he's taking more of the long way home, and I keep thinking of the idea of just like, he feels a little bit high on kind of like a mental stimulant almost. So he's just kind of wandering. But eventually he does come back. Okay. It's just that he's just kind of like doing like that thing. You're like, oh. it like kind of walks in there. He's not paying attention to where he's going.
By the gods, does anyone have their faculties with them tonight? Let's go see what's going on down there.
Yes. The damn jungle for a month.
He makes a drink point.
As you get up from wherever you were resting, you see smoke coming out from the stairwell.
Wait, do we have a carbon monoxide monitor?
Do you know what radon is?
Wait, did you ask if we had a baby monitor?
No, carbon monoxide.
Kelly just heard monitor and filled in the blank.
Baby.
Maybe we should have a baby monitor on, though.
That's right.
All that shit's just going to go straight up.
Pores.
All right. Yeah, let's go check it out.
All right. You make your way down through the stairs, through all the smoke, coughing up. There is one goblin with a giant leaf fan made of leaves, and he's just like just like blowing the smoke out to the stairwell. And there's just a deer on a spit turning in like the middle of the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
And they're cooking it, and they're like, "Deer!
Idiots, we have a kitchen!
That's yours!"
You're right.
He has a point.
But this is a... Idiots, this is a hallway!
Pippin's upstairs, we weren't allowed upstairs.
Take it out back.
He, like, points at the stairs. If we go up those stairs, we'll be in your place, and Pippin's off said no.
No, I meant out the back way.
Right, the secret.
The secret.
They're like... All right, grab all the fire.
Just pick the fire up.
That's right.
Have you figured out which one can create alchemist fire?
Oh, no, that's we right. never did.
Oh, my gosh.
One of them is making bombs.
Don't.
All right, compromise. We'll figure this out later. Take this deer up into the kitchen.
What? You want this deer?
You can finish cooking it tonight in the kitchen.
Just make sure you clean up after yourselves.
Yeah, that's always going well.
Halpa begins, like, counting the goblins.
I don't think there will be any left.
I don't care about eating it. I just want it out of my hallway.
Well, we'll eat all the meat. The eyeballs, the skin. And we'll take the bones out.
Fine, just clean up after yourselves. I don't care. Just stop cooking in the hallways.
Right, we'll get really, really good at cleaning.
Hmm. Goblin, there was just an alchemist fire.
Nope, nope. Hand those over now.
No!
Just goes run into the hallway.
It's like,
get him!
There's no end to the troubles with these. I guess we need to maybe commission the dwarfs to make some sort of makeshift kitchen for them down here. We can't have anyone dying on our property. Not for
that. That would make the star reviews go down a little bit.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, I was staying at this bed and breakfast, but there were some goblin corpses just lying down there.
Pippin's Arf, they have a big poster up in the courtyard that says, "Days since somebody died on the premises."
Kesra gives you guys in a hug. He's like, "I don't know, maybe if we seal the entrances real well, the smoke will take care of our problems for us."
Kesra.
Just a thought.
Benson's already going back upstairs. He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's like Elk just gets there late, looks down, and just walks away at this point.
I'm kind of impressed they got a deer.
I mean, they're hunter. Yeah. Like, there's a ranger in there, I think.
Yeah, this is a tribe of goblins. They've been living this way anyway.
I just imagine, like, the part of the deer is literally, like, blown off from, like, alchemist fire.
They were trying to cook using alchemist fire. they're just pouring it on top.
See, what they do is they find, like, an apple tree, and they just put an alchemist fire at the base of the apple tree, like an apple, and the second the deer walked by, they were just like, yeah! Press the button.
It's a nice apple flavoring.
Yeah. Exactly. you hear them cooking the deer throughout the night, and they're singing their Bumble Rasher song. I guess it feels like home in a way, so it is comforting, but you're still just like, oh my god, they never shut up. You guys wake up the next morning.
Woo!
So, as Adelar is, like, bedding down, you know, there's really not much that very much favorite places to sleep.
No, there's not. You have bed rolls.
That's right. Nothing he's not used to after traveling in uncomfortable situations, but he does cast Sending to send a message. The range is planetary, so do with that as you wish.
Uh-huh.
And he just says,
"Hello, Mother. Last you saw me, I was much younger and not as strong. But I have picked up a thing or two, and I don't know where I'm going with this. It'd be nice to hear from you. I hope to hear from you soon. Goodbye."
Wasn't there a limit to how many words you can say?
25 words.
Okay, was that 25?
I think it was less than 25.
Yeah.
Okay.
Regardless of the number of words, you don't get anything back.
She was taking a day trip to the moon.
I suppose it's for the best. Let's just see.
Planetary.
Yeah, planetary.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
It is neat looking at a spell and going, range planetary. My God.
But why specific?
Right, you don't want to communicate to a different planet?
Yeah, to communicate to. But what's the Castorville?
Yeah,
Castorville.
Yeah, Castorville. She clearly went there. That's where the elves go. Anyway, you guys wake up the next morning. Those of you that were drinking wake up feeling like crap.
I walk out into where I tried to keep her. Is Lionel there?
Yeah, she did shuffle her way, and she has one of the Hell Knight helmets on her head. But she is still asleep.
I take the helmet off. You awake?
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Swings at you.
Oh, AC's too high for that to work now.
Are you in your armor?
He just uses a shield, just blocks.
Just never leaves my hand.
Whenever I get within 5 feet of Lionel, I have my armor.
See, I'm a sister today, better suit up.
Yep. But it's like, sleep as long as you need to. I'll introduce you to everyone when you're fit, which will probably be in about 6 hours.
I feel like Kate, like Worshipper Kate, like, isn't there like a boon that they just don't get hungover or something like that?
I believe
that's
so.
The minor boon. Yeah.
Just don't get drunk. Don't get hungover.
Don't get hungover. Yeah,
but she's also not like, she's a worshipper, but you know,
yeah,
not like a cleric or anything.
Got it. Oh.
Yeah. So it'll be a few hours before she wakes up. What is everyone else doing as they wake up?
I was like, probably. Elkwood, he was actually staying up. You know where that center platform was? Like, you know, like that was raised up, like in the first combat we had with like Kalmont and shit. Like that weird raise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was up there.
Like the wall.
Yeah, the battlements. Yeah. Battlements.
Yeah. Yeah. He was actually like up there last night and just kind of staring at the moon until he fell asleep. So he kind of like stumbles out, or doesn't stumble because he had a nice restful sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's Benson doing right now?
Benson's going to be trying to gather up all the people who are awake.
Gotcha. Well, Kezra, fine. You eventually run into Kezra, and Kezra's like, Benson, I need your armor. Can you bring it over to the workshop down in the southern wing?
That's an interesting request.
Yeah, I'll explain when I get there. I've been setting up all morning.
Okay.
So that is an alchemist workshop. Can you use alchemy to enchant things?
I figured it would be big enough just to be a workshop for everything.
So like let me get into some rules.
I figured there was enough room for it to be a workshop for magical crafting as well.
So they made you an alchemist room.
Okay.
There is an entire section called Ruling Citadel Alterine.
Oh.
So they did a lot of the rebuilding the battlements and the collapsed stairs and the crumbled walls. They repaired everything, so it is just the basic stuff. They did build a workshop crafting. There's a lot of other things that you can do here. So if you want to build another workshop, well, let me just go through each of them here. You can. Obviously, I imagine you guys are going to be paying someone to do this now that your father's here. You know, he could obviously help out with this. You could, one, build an infirmary. Choose a single room in Citadel Alterine to serve as a dedicated infirmary. Once complete, the infirmary fulfills the healer's tools requirements for medicine skill actions and grants a +2 circumstance bonus to medicine checks made on site.
That's awesome.
Cool.
This upgrade requires 20 days of work.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Building a library.
Ooh.
So
is the assumption that all of these rooms are essentially barren?
Yeah, they're
like need to be redone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they took out all the garbage and stuff like that. There might be like one chair that somehow made it through. That's about it.
It's like that one chair you see like whenever like a construction project's going on, like in a building, and there's always like the one rolly chair. That's just it. Like why is that one there?
In every like urban like in all those like urban exploration videos or like you know the haunting video or haunted walkthroughs that I watch all the time, there's always just like some like gurney or like chair or something like that looks just haunted as shit, but it's a functional chair. Mm-hmm. Building a library. So there was a library there at one point. When you guys have read through it, it was pretty much just all like legal lore and Hell Knight etiquette and that kind of stuff when you guys read through it before. Pick a single room and set it to all terrain to serve as a library. Once complete, the library grants a plus two circumstance bonus to skill checks made to borrow an arcane spell, create forgery, decipher writing, identify alchemy, identify magic, learn a spell, or recall knowledge.
Whoa.
Neat.
As long as a PC performing the action is on site. This also takes 20 days of work.
Hmm.
Build a training facility. This is something that Benson had been talking about.
Nice.
So, training facility is specific. So, an expert in the skill listed below, or a hired trainer, or an organized specialist. So, you would have to, like, find someone to, like, you know, build the right things.
Something tells me I can't afford somebody who's a better sword fighter than me.
You pick a room and sit to all terrain to serve as a training area for a single character class. You can have multiple training facilities, each with one devoted to a different training class. So, like, if Elkwood wanted one, he would have some moving targets or something like that.
We call them Pippin Zarf.
Yeah.
Run.
Run. We're trapped in a room. Run.
Serpentine.
Once complete, the training facility fills the role of the teacher when using the retrain downtime activity for the chosen class.
Whoa, so you don't need a train.
And reduces the time required to retrain a feat or skill increased by 2 days, and the time required to retrain a class feature by 1 week. So while it increases it, it takes the place of anything else.
Gotcha.
Okay.
This upgrade takes 40 days of work.
Whoa. Of course.
This is one of those things where we're going to have to, like, set everything up, and we'll see after we get done with this arc.
So, building a facility requires a certain DC skill check, using a skill depending on the class in question. So, for Alchemist, it would be a crafting check. Barbarian, Athletics, Bard, Occultism, or Performance, blah, 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 blah. You can imagine what they all are. Then it comes to building a workshop. This is... Pick a room in Citadel Alterine to serve as a crafting area for a specific crafting skill chosen from one of the crafting specialties, alchemy. So this is the one that they gave you already because they knew that you kind of did that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can have multiple workshops, each devoted to its own skill. Use of a workshop grants a plus one circumstance bonus to crafting check, or a plus three circumstance bonus to crafting skill checks associated with that workshop specialty. So you can use it in order to craft his one thing, but you would only get a plus one. If you got it specifically for those enchantments and stuff, mm-hmm. you'd have to build another one, but you would get a plus three to that check.
How long does it take?
20 days.
Hmm.
And the last one, upgrade defenses. You bolster Citadel Alterine's walls with metal braces, skillful engineering, and other supports. This takes 40 days of work.
Hmm.
There are people in town. You have already hired Rorsk Axbane in order to do a lot of this stuff, so he could come back and do some more. You also need to furnish this place, which your deck can help with, but help, obviously. He's not going to furnish the whole place by himself. So, if you want, Kelly, you can go ahead and use that room and get a plus one to it. For this, but if you do want to wait because you do have downtime, you could try it again after the 20 days for the workshop, and then you could get a plus three instead.
Okay,
that's pretty cool. Good. I think it would be worth doing this because at high level crafting, like I can craft up to 9th level magic items, but it's a I have to like hit a. I guess I would have to hit a. 12, mm-hmm. So I already get a plus one. So that's a toss up, and you lose downtime if you don't get it. You only lose materials if you critically fail.
Okay, all right.
But plus one is honestly probably pretty good. I'm a master in crafting, so
based on the
things that we want to craft, I could get most of them pretty comfortably.
Yep,
just a couple of them that'll be tough, but DC hitting a 12 is not that bad.
No,
but if we start it now, then. For later, that's pretty sweet.
Yep. Yes, I definitely think we should start that.
Honestly, I kind of want like all of these things.
Yeah. How much do they all cost? Can we get them?
Can the bulk
different
rate
teams here? Work on them at the same rate?
I'll take the lot.
A single day's worth of work for one person is 5 silver pieces. Okay.
Okay.
So Rorsk brought an entire team in here, by the way.
Yeah.
Because he was just like, I need a lot more people. so you could get them to come in here, and he can bring his whole team again, and they can like build some stuff up. There are plenty of people in town that you could just like get to make you stuff. If you want to make it yourself, there is a check associated with one of those things. The downtime obviously is included. It is a downtime activity to make these things as well.
We cannot be bothered to construct our own.
That's fair.
Yeah. Okay. So just kind of getting the vibe from the table, Benson, you would want a training facility.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, we probably should all have one.
Yeah.
I don't think I need to retrain anything. I think I'm good. Yeah. Did you want to retrain?
I retrain spells, but that's something that doesn't require a training facility.
Well, I'm retraining like 2 feats.
Okay.
At this point.
So we need two. I feel like I need to like open a Google Doc.
You know, I will say
throw in the treasure doc.
The fact that you're like bolster the castle defenses, I'm like sweating a little bit. I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that.
The main thing too is that like I mean. You don't know what's going to happen, but as you look around, you're just kind of like, if we did have to do that, this place would not hold up very well, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's old, it has not been kept up, literal goblins were here, living in this place.
The undead was downstairs.
Yeah, it's been cleaned and stuff like that, but you can see some, like, clear cracks in the infrastructure and stuff.
I mean,
we are sitting on top of one of the rarest magical artifacts, probably this side of the world, and we don't even have any protections for it.
Yeah, we're very much the new stewards of this portal.
This would make sense to keep it safe as much as possible.
Keep it secret.
Keep it safe.
Ah, there's this old wizard out there. I don't know where he came from.
Kill him!
So, I mean, considering I think I can only craft one thing at a time, I can do, while we wait for the workshop, I can, you know, each item's going to take 4 days by itself. So I can do some of the lower level stuff. So Tim and I wanted to do some varying level of wands. But, you know, I can knock out the low ones with pretty easy rolls with just the +1. And then when I want to do, like, your armor or some of our high level magic items, I can wait till we have the +3. But I mean, if I do 2 level 2 wands, that's 4 days each. So that's, you know, not almost half the time that we have to wait anyway.
Not disparaging Kezra at all, but like, because it would be useful to have, but like, would Hazel be able to also do crafting? Like, because she is a master craftsman.
Hazel can
absolutely
help us.
That way that you don't have to do all of it, and we should still get a discount, I would assume, like a half off.
Yeah, we have to buy the
material.
Raw materials, so yeah.
But still, like, since she's there, I mean, otherwise she's doing nothing.
Yeah, if she has magical crafting, then she can do magic stuff too, or if she just has alchemical crafting. That she can do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's got all that. She is a straight alchemist.
Oh, yeah. So she should be very good.
Yes.
So no magical crafting?
Nope. I don't know if I gave her that. So she was a unique character that I just turned into an NPC with class levels because...
Gotcha. Yeah, whatever. If she can craft magic stuff, then she could help. If not, she can craft us chemical stuff, which is still very useful.
She's definitely going to aid you in stuff.
Oh, cool.
But yeah. So...
Get some more +1s.
Exactly.
Two master crafters in the castle.
Yeah. Begrudgingly helping you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or she's like crafting stuff, Pippin's there for like, make it better! She just kind of looks at you like
she like it just grinds her teeth like kind of murder those little things.
She looks at Kezra all the time, just like they have no idea what I'm doing here, do they?
No, but help us with some potions and then they'll find you valuable.
I finally got some of the boba.
It wasn't bad.
It's terrible.
Oh, no.
It's terrible.
Oh no.
Are they crunchy?
They're crunchy.
Oh no! Oh. They shouldn't be crunchy at all.
Why? It's like it's such a strange texture.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a complete crunch. It's like it's like biting through like 12-year-old Jello.
Oh god,
that's it's very interesting. Why, description.
If you leave like bubble tea overnight in the fridge, and then try to drink it the next day, that's what the bubbles taste like.
Oh,
it's gross.
It's awful. Well,
now you know.
Right,
but the look on Tim's face there was so...
I know, we all looked at Tim.
I knew they were, I knew it was going to be that way. I was like, there's no way they figured that out.
Kelly knew the whole time.
They haven't done the science for that yet.
That's scientifically impossible.
That's implausible.
Is it okay if I go over the stuff that we want to build, make sure we're not forgetting anything? Champion training area, ranger training area, magical crafting, library, infirmary, furnishings, kind of general, and church to Iomide.
Yeah.
Should be able to afford it, I mean, quite easily.
So, and let me just check. Jake, champion ranger training area, 40 days, magical crafting, library, infirmary, 20, furnishings, and church Iomide, 20.
Yes.
So it's basically just like 20 for most everything except for the training areas.
Yeah, so as you guys are, like, walking around, like, planning stuff out, Aleph is with you, and as you go into the one room where there's actually just, like, a pile of books that were, like, still good, and he's just like, Addy, do you want a library?
Why, actually, I would love one. I was thinking of maybe doing some side hustle legal counseling here.
I can make that. I found out recently... There's a way that you can make a gear so that way that the entire bookshelf can move out.
Hmm. Really?
Yes. Back home, when I was doing some research, and to be honest, I was trying to research something about your mother, but while I was there, the library itself, they had installed these bookshelves that they can move out with a crank system, so we can fit more bookshelves in here.
By the gods, that would be amazing.
So I will spend my days building this for you. Can consider this the first act of me making it up to you, I guess.
For all those years of neglecting.
You build me a bookshelf?
many bookshelves.
I mean, those are kind of cool bookshelves. We have them at work.
Oh, do you really?
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, and like it's a giant crank, but you turn it in the bookshelf. It's just so smooth how it just shifts.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so he is willing to build the library for you.
Sick. Everything is actually pretty cheap. It's only going to cost us 18 gold.
For all that shit?
For all of that.
Yeah. Not each part, but...
Just, the time is more costly than anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it like a... Is it kind of like one of those bars, like when you're downloading stuff and you have a bunch of stuff going at the same time, so you have to wait for the one to get finished and the next one gets finished? Can't all at the same time.
You can do these at the same time. You just have to hire different people to do it, so...
True, so they get
if you get Rorse to build one thing, he has to have his stonemasons or whatever build something else.
Hire the whole town.
Bring the whole town up here.
I mean, that one guy who's like out of business now, he has a bunch of employees that don't have a employer.
Oh, Mr. Pisandi?
Yeah.
It was his family that owned that, so no.
They're gone. You will never see them.
I mean, like, he didn't do all the work by himself. He must have had some employees.
His family.
Yeah, devils.
Yeah, his brothers, his brothers and sons and daughters. And
it was a family business.
But okay, did they all know about the devil dealings? Like, come on.
That's a great, great question.
I have a feeling...
They are gone. You don't know where they went. You don't know what happened to them.
Man, we should have elk hunt them down.
I have a feeling. Probably could. But it's one of those situations, like, if it's, like, a mob situation, and you're, like, one person goes, and then all of them are like, oh, crap, we need to get the hell out of here real fast. Like, all it takes is, like, the IRS, the Abadar... IRS guild come down after you.
I just imagine the Inquisitor comes down, arrests him, and then Mrs. Pisandi just turns to her son and is just like, well, they found it. And the son is just like, they found the devil altar. Yeah. We need to leave. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like they go to, they're like walking out at night and they come back and they just see like the blue lights.
Yeah.
They're like, they just keep walking.
Gotta go.
It's fairy fire.
Yeah, exactly. But
I will go to introduce Lionel properly to Adelar and then to Elkwood, and for some reason I feel like she's really gonna like Elkwood.
No, what? Yeah.
And also I fill her in on all everything that's happened.
Yep. So you guys have a long day ahead of you. Mr. Aleph, your father Adelar, He's talking about that he needs to get some materials, so he's going to go to the Wainwright. He also heard that he's like, yeah, there was a bookstore that got closed down too. I don't know what that was about, but I'm going to go get as many books as I can from there.
Hopefully, we should have an auction there as well.
That's like what the library sells books for, like 10 cents a piece.
Just show up at the auction. Like, listen, none of you here can outbid me.
There'll be the one guy going, 1,000 platinum pieces. You're like, what the fuck is that?
But why?
They're just buy a continent.
Yeah. It's a bookstore. It's not a library. It's a bookstore, sir.
Yes, Father. While you go in, scour the bookstores, I think I'm going to head off to the auction today to try to acquire that piece of property we talked about.
Actually, I think we mentioned something to Hazel about that, too, about the bookstore. We're like,
did we?
I thought that was a mention of like, yeah, there's an empty thing there, so you could technically open a business if you want.
That, yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she's trying to find a new life. She could sell her potions.
She is reluctantly sticking with you, however, because she knows that wherever you go, you will be sticking it to the Hawk somehow.
That's
so.
Right.
True. All right.
Your goals align. She hates him, and you are going to defeat him. So that's what she thinks.
Yeah, so I think before we like head out for the day, Benson, you said you're introducing everyone to your sister.
Like, hail and well met, I have heard much about you. Tell me, what brings you all the way out to Breach Hill?
Well, my old brother here. Jabs him in the arm a few times.
I see. Are you just checking in, staying for a bit? Should we make further accommodations for you, or are you just staying for the week?
Oh, you gonna give me a bed and stuff? I could stay here a while. Benson, how long could I stay here?
Oh, no.
That's what it is like. Your castle, after all.
This is what I was thinking. So remember how we mentioned putting security up?
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, well, how much is that? I'm sorry, I didn't add that.
How much is what?
Buffing defenses.
Buffing defenses. Upgrade defenses. That is 40 days of work.
40 days, okay.
Yep, so you just need a... if you have crafting stone masonry, or you'd have to hire a stone mason, obviously Rorsk can do that.
Yeah.
There is also... There's two stone masons. So there's Rorsk, there's also Amira Lang. So I don't know if you want to hire two different stone masons to come to the same place.
Second.
Turf war!
Come here, now fight with your stones.
Last squad standing gets the job.
Time betting on the dwarves.
Rorsk would wreck her.
But I mean, we're just gonna hire. We're hiring the town, basically. Like,
okay, yeah.
I mean, you probably have to import people,
but
outsource the work.
Yeah. What I was thinking was this was just kind of a shell when we left the first time, but we're putting a bunch of nice shit in it. Probably need somebody who can kick the shit out of about 95% of the Earth's population watching over it.
He's being modest. I can do that though.
Kezra, how do you think Benson's sister stacks up against our caretakers of the castle?
Benson vouches. I think as much faith as Pip and Zoff have instilled in me recently, I still don't think I would trust them defending my life at night.
That is a fair point. Alright, I do have an idea. An offer, perhaps. I think...
I wasn't there. I didn't hear about the partying and stuff.
Oh, yeah, you don't know about that.
Yeah. She's gonna turn this place into the hottest party spot.
That's what I was saying.
Nightclub.
Like only parties on the weekends.
we need to buy wands of fairy fire.
Or we could just get on the horses we have and just go a mile and go to Caden's Keg.
But why go to Caden's Keg when you have a castle?
Why don't we just buy Caden's Keg and put it inside the castle?
Why don't we just take Caden's Keg and shove it over here?
Just push it over here. Push!
Let's just attach the entirety of the town's buildings to our castle and we just have a mega city that's nothing but buildings.
Hey, there's already one tunnel connecting you to the
here. We have to re-dig that out, remember?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We gotta do that. But
that's secret.
Yeah. I'm gonna pay you to do this. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, but it's like... but like Benson's like trying to get everyone around. He just kind of like just jumps from the second story and just lands. Hello.
This is Elkwood Grimm. He's the only or the other person that kills a lot of people.
He just kind of smirks. Yeah, that's me. And kind of, he's like very dreamily looking at everything. Kind of like he is out of his head still.
You okay, Elk?
Yes, I just had a wonderful dream last night. And first restful sleep I've had in quite a while.
Benson just walks up to you and goes, huh.
Didn't drink anything.
Where were you last night, Elk?
Breathe in my face.
We had... I was actually at the dream house. Hmm. It's been a while. I showed... Oh my god, Warble. Is it Warble again?
Yep,
Warble. I'm getting the goblins mixed.
So Warble, Bumble Pressure. There is Helba, Bumble Pressure.
That's why I get her mixed up. Yeah, so I was out to, you know, after gaining this artifact, and he kind of like produces it's like the shimmering blue and all that stuff. And
yes,
well, I
did
figured.
You learn more about that?
Learn, yes. There's a significant amount of knowledge attached to this thing. But, well. Then I was invited to stay for a sermon, and it was quite nice.
I've only heard tales of the services of the Dreamweaver. Tell me, how was it?
Relaxing. Probably best sleep I've had in a very long time. It's actually much easier, I think, than most services, that you just kind of lay back and let everything else take control. But, oh, sorry. So, what was your name again? Lyle? Lion?
Is it what? Lionella?
Lionel.
Lionel.
Lionel. Sorry. I was trying to pick a Lionel Richie. That's
all my life. Is it me you're looking for?
But whenever I need someone to hit repeatedly with training swords, he's the guy I go to. He's the only one who can stand up to me.
Yep. Oh. I mean, you have to take your arm off first, otherwise it's a little bit unfair. But yes, nice to meet you. And he gives a polite bow.
Mm-hmm. So he's the only one. You telling me children don't beat you up anymore?
Nope, not anymore.
I would like to see a whole bunch of children out of it. He like holds his arms out, spins around.
Benson versus 100 children.
Wait. My one weakness, 100 children.
Wait, what about DQJ Village? Remember all those children beating up on you mercilessly?
See, I knew it.
Yes, it was quite.
You're just going to take that, Benson? To take her out into the courtyard and show her what you can do.
Yes, how about a little bit of sport before we go back into town?
How about we play the old game?
Hmm? Fine, but I can tell you like losing, so let's do that.
Oh, snap.
And right as she says that, Benson holds his hand up and his sword flies to his hand.
Oh,
now he's cool. Yeah, he's just like... that'd be cool if like the force just...
Yep.
I need extra range! What's the range of Mage Hand?
It's like 30 feet, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a
that'd be cool, like, amount. Just chuck the sword within 30 feet and then pull it back.
Alright, so you go out into the courtyard. She unsheaves both of her short swords. Swings them around.
Remember the stance?
Please. I practically invented them.
She says that about a tradition that's gone on through generations.
Oh, that reminds me of a Kezra way of thinking.
So this is literally the thing. They both stand in that particular position. Benson, when he holds a shield over his heart and hilt above his head, she holds both of her hilts above her head.
Oh, that's sick.
Cool. Yeah, and then she just starts like spinning them, like rolling.
Yep. And then... I guess we don't roll initiative. We just roll the attack modifier and see who rolls higher.
Yep. And what is your modifier, Benson?
My modifier is plus 17.
Plus 17, yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez. I did pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, and what did you get?
36.
36?
Dang.
Yeah, so she only got a 29.
Oh, yeah, this is gonna be hard.
So as you both go up, she sort of like ducks and as she tries to like swing upwards, but you put your shield perfectly there, and then you swat the other sword out of her hand that you knew was coming because she always does one and then follows it up immediately.
Yeah, he catches one he catches a high one with his shield, and then he puts his foot out and hits the hilt of the other one as it's coming up.
She's going to try to tackle you to the ground.
Well, if all else fails.
Does a 28 beat your 42 DC?
No.
Yeah, shit.
she goes up and just like she like grabs the shield and try to like to try to like shove you and like grab your leg, and you just like take a different stance and shove her off of you. It's like, oh, you've gotten better at this.
What, do you think I was sleeping this whole time?
Figured you were sitting there drinking wine.
Well,
making up stories.
Unlike you, I spend most of my life conscious.
Ah. I see we're making deep cuts here, too. You guys do a few more rounds. You shove her to the ground. She manages to, like, kick her shield away and
kicks him right in the face.
Yeah.
Blows back and forth. And this is savage, by the way.
Yeah.
He just casts lay on hands on himself.
Yeah, I mean, you guys see how the black family trains. And it is vicious.
Blood is drawn. And we are using live steel.
Don't worry, we got Adela right there, just like, yeah, just, do I heal? I don't know what to do.
Just holding his hand out. I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
That's it. Oh my gods.
He goes into the mid-morning, you guys continue throughout the day doing whatever you were trying to do. Kezuri, you said that you're enchanting stuff.
Yes.
Hazel is helping you with that. Do you want to roll that now, or do you want to wait till that chat?
So the way crafting works is I spend 4 days on a task and then roll it at the end.
And roll it at the end. Okay.
So it doesn't. Yeah. Whatever.
Okay.
But the thing he's working on right now is, he's working on his staff.
That's right. Forgot about that.
That works out really well because we have something that Adalar and Kez are working on, but Adalar actually is hitting up the auction today.
Yeah, so he's working on his own staff right now, and yeah, he and Adalar have a list of things they want to do.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Adalar, you go to the auction. Your father goes into town to try to like
buy out those books.
Buy out the books. He's buying materials and stuff like that.
Like your father could be the one that's at the auction too, like as a plant, like 10 gold, 11.
Wait, why would I purposely drive up the price?
Yeah, right.
Well, you got to make it seem like you got like person that's just kind of there.
As it, you guys,
Elks, he's gonna go back to what's his face, the halfling,
Bits and quarters?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Quarters and bits.
Dang it.
Quarters and bits. Quarters and bits. So cool. Sounds like a treat. He's going to go and buy another formulae.
Another formulae. All right. What are you looking for today? Hey, buddy. How can I help you?
Ah, hello there, sir. I'm actually coming back, as I said I was going to, and I'm looking for a corrosive rune formula.
Uh-huh. Corrosive, huh? Yeah, I'm sure I got that. He pulls out the same chest, opens it up, and it's alphabetical, so it didn't take him long to find it. And yeah, he's got one for you.
Okay, well, because with a +2, I can put 2, but I also have to look at how much... these what to cost because they're expensive.
You're buying the enchantment cheaper though because of the fact that you're not getting directly put on, you're just making Kezra do it. so the formula is honestly like the cheapest way to do it.
Yeah, the thing I'm just thinking of is like if you could do two different runes on a +2, like what you said you could, but like do two different attack runes, so you could do like a corrosive and then like flame, like does that stack or does that like get different?
So, the number of property runes is what you're talking about. A weapon or armor can have is equal to the value of its potency rune. A +1 weapon can have 1 potency rune.
Okay.
But it could hold another if the +1 potency rune were upgraded to +2. So, you have a +2 weapon.
Which is this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, the striking doesn't count against that limit. So, yeah, you could have 2 property runes on a +2 weapon.
Now, here's the fun thing, and I'll leave it up to, actually, if I'm going to hold just right on the corrosive, but how would it be if you wanted shock and flaming?
I'm sorry?
Do shock and flaming on one.
How much would it cost?
No, I know how much it will cost, but I'm like thinking, how would that be effective? Like, so like basically, if I'm shooting his bow, right?
Yeah, it would.
Oh yeah.
Do a shot. So 1d6. But I'm just thinking of how cool that would look.
It would look very
cool. Yeah.
Very
awesome.
But I also have to look at how much we have, because we both all have 1,000 gold pieces at this point.
Yeah.
We all have a little over 1,000.
250. So actually, that's what I'm going to say. I'm like, instead of that, could I get a shock and flaming formula?
All right, fine.
Oh. Also thinking. Also a formula for invisibility. For armor rune.
Oh.
Whoa, that's a thing?
Yes, it is.
That's incredible. Oh my gosh.
He goes through. He is able to find the two runes for your bow, but he does not have the one for your armor.
Oh.
Yep. Okay.
He will have to get that made or get it imported.
That makes sense. it's a really cool
yes.
thing. It basically allowed me to just cast it on myself once a day.
That's
so, swamp. Yep.
Yeah. But there's that. And also looking at, I guess, do you need the formula for like making arrows too, like special arrows? Like vine arrows and stuff?
Yeah.
But like all I need to do is get one formula.
You need the formula one time.
Yep.
Okay.
I know it.
Look for a formula for vine arrows.
Vine arrows? Oh yeah. He has to be
cheap.
Yes. Yeah. Those are cheap, and they're fun things to have. So a lot of people try to like use those for hunting and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, so he's got that too.
Yeah.
And Craig is loving you today.
I know. He's just like, oh my god, it's so great. I can't think of that much more because everything else either it would be way too high level.
Mm-hmm.
And another one that's just kind of fun, just for Kazra, just to have a little fun with, Viper Arrow.
Ooh.
Shoot it, and then it summons a Viper that latches onto the person.
That's so cool.
So he's going to get that too.
Okay.
So Viper, Flaming, and Shock. Is that what you got?
Well, the Viper thing is
okay.
That's an arrow, actually.
Okay, so Viper.
Could we, real quick, because there was something I didn't get to do that I wanted to do.
Okay.
Can we go back to the scene with Lionel Benson?
Sure.
Okay, so presumably this is right after Benson catches just an elbow to the face.
Gosh, yeah.
Nose is bloody, spits out blood, and then he tosses his shield aside and two hands his sword.
Uh-huh.
And I imagine she's going to press forward.
Uh-huh.
For the first time, Benson mutters a word and casts shield.
Whoa. Uh-huh.
So let's see if she can hit Benson. Hey, shieldless, but not really.
Yeah.
Shieldless Benson.
Six on the die, so unfortunately no.
Then that just bounces off an invisible barrier. Swing.
Wow.
All full of tricks, aren't I?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. You got to be fighting throughout the day, by the way. That's how rolling.
Yeah, I like when you use the phrase like, and it continues like the lunch, and I'm like, they've been fighting for hours.
Hours and hours of just going back and forth.
After that, they're just panting, and he just walks over to the courtyard and just grabs a bottle of whiskey and just walks over to her. Goes, that's enough for today. He just takes a giant swig.
You take a giant swig. You realize that the day has completely left you. Everyone, you have all done what you were doing throughout the day, and you come back to Citadel Ultarim.
Wait, what about my auction?
We'll get to your auction.
Yeah, you got it. You just got it. It's like, Tim just wanted to hear Jake do fast talk.
The auction was rescheduled.
Oh. Going to town, bag full of money. Be like, oh,
don't you know? They rescheduled that auction.
It's like, no.
Your father, however, comes back, and he has he bought a cart. And
Jake is like, I want you to buy a cart.
I want you to buy a cart. He comes back with a cart full of like wood and materials and tools and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he goes, Adalar, I went to the Wainwright's place and they handed me this. And he hands you a note. And we can read that next time.
Hey. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Tell me what it says. Tell me.
Nope.
Hey everyone, Kelly here, the voice of Kezra, to remind you to follow us on all of our socials and to stay up to date with DPS content and Pathfinder related news. If you want more Dragon Punch Squad, check out our Twitch and YouTube channels, as well as our Discord and subreddit for episode discussions and lots of memes. See you next episode.